Welcome back. This is the Anabu AI blog in audio.
And today we're talking about something that I think is going to hit a lot of business owners right in the gut.
The article is called Only 8% of Businesses Are Getting ROI from AI. Here's What They Know by Brett Allegra Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
8%. That's the number. KPMG surveyed 2,100 executives globally.
95% of those organizations have a formal AI strategy. 95. And only 8% are seeing any measurable return on investment.
So the other 92% are basically setting their money on fire.
That's Brett's exact phrase, and it's not an exaggeration. The gap isn't a technology problem. The models work. It's a strategy problem.
Which sounds obvious when you say it out loud, but what does wrong strategy actually mean for a business owner sitting at their desk right now?
It comes down to one distinction. The 8% who are winning are automating the administrative drag around their core work. The 92% who are losing are trying to automate the core work itself.
Say more about that.
Think about a financial advisor. The core work is giving advice. The drag around it is writing up call notes, updating the CRM, sending follow-up emails. The article cites Quilter, a UK wealth manager, using Microsoft 365 Copilot, projected to save their highest cost staff more than 13,000 hours a month on exactly that post-call admin.
Not replacing the advisor, just clearing the paperwork off their desk.
Exactly. The AI isn't giving financial advice, it's augmenting the advisor by handling the friction around financial advice.
And that's a meaningful distinction for any SME owner, because I'm guessing most of them have bought into the idea that AI is supposed to do the clever stuff.
That's precisely the trap. Another example, Flynn Group used AI to automate 90% of their hiring admin. They saved 900,000 recruiting hours annually and cut time to hire by 21%. Humans still interview and decide. The AI schedules, screens, and coordinates.
So it's doing the repetitive parts that someone has to do but doesn't really need to think about.
High volume, high repetition, low judgment. That's the signal.
What about the rework problem, though? Because I've heard from plenty of business owners who tried an AI tool, it produced rubbish, and they ended up spending more time fixing it than just doing the task themselves. Brett flags this directly. Workday research found that nearly 40% of AI time savings are lost because employees have to fix low-quality output. 40%? That wipes out a big chunk of the benefit. And the article is clear about why it happens. Organizations over-automate. They deploy AI against tasks that need careful judgment or specialized expertise. The AI produces something unreliable, and suddenly you've moved the effort from doing the work to correcting the AI's attempt at the work. So the fix is pulled back and only use it where it consistently produces something reliable. Right. The 8% aren't scattering AI across every department at once. They pick one workflow, prove the return, then move to the next. The ServiceNow example in the article is the one that really lands for me. That one's hard to ignore. 89% of their customer self-service requests were handled by AI in 2025, saving employees more than 2.3 million hours. That's not a pilot. That's a scaled, production-grade deployment delivering repeatable value every single day. And the PwC stat is where it gets a bit alarming for anyone who's still in wait-and-see mode. PwC's 2026 AI performance study found the top 20% of AI-adopting companies are capturing 74% of all AI-driven economic returns. They're 2.6 times more likely to have reinvented their business model around AI and delivering 7.2 times higher returns than the average adopter. And the gap is accelerating, not narrowing. Every month spent running aimless pilots is a month your competitors spend compounding their lead. Brett's line is that a $20 a month subscription deployed against the right workflow will outperform a $500,000 enterprise platform deployed against the wrong one. Which is actually good news for smaller businesses. You don't need the big platform. You need the right workflow. And SMEs have a structural advantage here. No legacy systems, no six-month procurement process. If you see your sales team wasting 10 hours a week on CRM updates, you can deploy something to fix that specific problem on Monday morning. As long as you know which workflow to target first. Brett gives a practical framework. map your time sinks. Find the 3 to 5 admin workflows where your team loses the most hours every week. Post call notes, scheduling, data entry, document drafting. Then measure whether the workflow is actually moving faster, not how many prompts your team writes. Cycle time, not prompts. That's a useful reframe. And watch for the rework trap. If your team is spending more time correcting AI output than they used to spend doing the work manually, you've gone too far. Pull back. My one thing this week, before buying anything, write down where your team's hours actually go. Just map it. 3 to 5 workflows. That's the whole job. Mine is the governance piece. Define what data is allowed and which tools are approved. The article cites Grant Thornton research showing organizations with strong controls actually move faster, not slower. Clear guardrails let your team deploy with confidence. Governance isn't a handbook, it's an accelerator. The full article is at lenaboo.ai. And if you have this working in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit there too. Worth 10 minutes of your time. We'll see you next episode.